This is Ozarks at Large. To say the least, the past week for Arkansas News has included a variety of topics: marijuana, gambling, a severance tax, and jobs. Roby Bry from TalkBusiness.net has his regular Monday review of the previous 7 days.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. For the second straight month, Arkansas's labor force declined, but in July, the employed dropouts outpaced the unemployed dropouts. Arkansas's unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 7.3% in July. The state rate is nearly a full point below a year ago when unemployment stood at 8.2%. It's also a full point below the U.S. jobless rate of 8.3%. A national trucking sector struggling through economic ups and downs hit the middle in July with no change in the American Trucking Association's Truck Tonnage Index. The index, which is considered a barometer of the U.S. economy, did not move in July after a slight 1.1% increase in June. Compared with July of 2011, the seasonally adjusted truck tonnage index was 4.1% higher, which was the largest year-over-year gain since February 2012. The Fort Smith community sent a message to U.S. Representative Randy Forbes, Republican from Virginia, on Tuesday night at the Defending Our Defenders listening session. Forbes, chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Readiness, is reviewing possible scalebacks and closures of military units across the country in an effort to reduce federal government spending. The Fort Smith-based 188th Fighter Wing could possibly be closed as a result of cuts to defense spending. While no agreement's been reached, the parent company of Northwest Medical System has decided to honor its existing contract with Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield beyond September 1st. Franklin, Tennessee-based Community Health Systems previously said it would quit doing business with Blue Cross after the insurer would not agree to rate increases for services. Community Health owns hospitals and clinics in Northwest Arkansas, as well as facilities in El Dorado, Forest City, Helena, and Newport. Presumptive GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney attended a series of in-state fundraisers, collecting more than $2 million in Arkansas on Wednesday night. Romney held multiple photo opportunities with donors at the Peabody and Capitol Hotels in Little Rock. The fundraising hall was touted as the single biggest political fundraiser in Arkansas history. A plethora of ballot initiative activity kept Secretary of State Mark Martin busy all week. Martin rejected a substitute ballot title for a casino gambling proposal, and the measure's main proponent vowed a court challenge. Martin ruled that Nancy Todd, whose Nancy Todd Poker Palace proposal would allow casino operations in 4 Arkansas counties, did not clarify her ballot title sufficiently to help voters understand that passage of her amendment could affect existing electronic games of skill operations at Oaklawn and Southland racetracks. Todd did submit more than 100,000 additional signatures to qualify the measure for the November ballot, but the Arkansas Supreme Court must ultimately rule on the ballot title issue for the proposal to move forward. Arkansans will decide whether or not to allow for legalized medicinal marijuana this November. A group pushing for passage of the measure, Arkansans for Compassionate Care, was notified by Martin on Wednesday that it had qualified for the November ballot after turning in an additional 74,000 signatures on petitions. And Sheffield Nelson, leader of a group pushing for a higher severance tax on natural gas, did not meet a deadline to turn in more signatures to qualify his proposal for the ballot. Nelson said he may take up the campaign again in the future. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.